Vicious, a vicious cycle, isn't it?
I said he's the king in jail, comes out a regular person in here.
Yeah, that's literally how it is.
Some man low key prefer it.
Yeah, like, hey.
Prefer it. Like, it's bad, but some man prefer it. It's crazy, but.
I seen one video of this guy in jail. Man's a fashionista. He gets like the
I've seen it with the guy with the mad grip. That killed me. And someone said, yeah, this is why people need to reform in jail. Yeah. Like, you never know what he did. He could be molested. You know? And they said, nah, man.
Killing kids is like. Yeah,
he could come out as a producer and all that.
First deal, Balenciaga deal.
Yeah.
that model, innit?
Yeah, that model. Yeah.
Yeah, the light skinned nigga. Yeah. You got a little something. Your mustache is just a.
And they got your boy as well. They got your boy Andrew Tate as well, man.
Must admire boy.
You got it, man.
You wish.
You got it, man.
That nigga can rot in jail.
That's Alex.
He came out straight away, hey, man. Like you said.
Of course, yeah.
He's always going to come out straight.
He'll be out before the end of the year, because it's December 30th. Of course he come out. Even if they have got something on him, they're always going to let him out on bail. Even if they we're going to get take it
further. I wonder
how
he makes his money, you know?
Cam, innit?
Nah, he's got a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, but it can't make as much as he likes.
Pyramid schemes make peas if
you've got a lot of idiots like he does.
Yeah. All you need is 10 idiots
he's got 10 more idiots.
Some
investments as well. He's probably done the Forex thing.
No, and plus also investment. Plus, he's got a thing where like how to be a masculine man and people sign up for that shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's crazy. Hey. Letting another man teach you how to be a man is crazy.
You know what, yeah?
My nigga, where's your pops?
Yeah, hey, do you know what?
I'm dads, bro.
That's crazy.
But wait, I'm not all for it, but you see like OnlyFans and stuff, like the weird stuff. Mm. If I catch you buying some weird OnlyFans stuff, I'd be like, hey, you know what, do you?
Yeah.
If I ever catch you buying something telling you how to be a man, that's where I draw the line.
You see, the OnlyFans thing is funny because I don't think there's anything wrong with OnlyFans.
Have you bought OnlyFans?
I've never bought OnlyFans.
Have you had that thing where you and the homies have a shared account?
I've seen a chick and I've been like, yo, like, boy. The OnlyFans must be crazy. But I'm like, nah, I can't bring myself to pay for that, edit, because my thing is, like, first of all, my bank statement going to be like, yo, like,
OF.
No, but like my thing is, like, I've got a weird brain, innit? Uh-huh. So I'm thinking when, like, if I was to buy something off OnlyFans and it's coming from my statement, there's going to be a nigga sitting on his computer.
This nigga a freak.
And that shit, that embarrassment.
That spent $39.99.
That nigga spent £15
on some pussy.
So imagine you go to the bank and I do something and look for your statement. Hmm.
Yeah, bro. Crazy.
Nah, but so,
I know you bought hella OnlyFans.
No. Do you know? No,
it's industry now. He's spending checks on OnlyFans.
What check? Nigga, I ain't got a job.
How's the industry nigga here calling on me?
Yeah. That's crazy.
He
goes to more football games than me. He's industry.
That's not true.
Every weekend you're
But you went to the important ones.
Yeah.
Nigga saw Messi lifting up the World Cup.
I did.
Brighton v Swansea. Nigga. Cares about that, bro.
I got flown out like
Swansea,
a bad beef.
Swansea and that, Ipswich and that. Yeah. Nobody care about them games there. I could get 30 minutes.
He messaged me straight away and he was like, who's shit on your chest?
Yeah, when I was
And there. I was like, you know what? I hear it.
The only certain people out there in Qatar, man. The sex workers.
Nah, I can't lie. They needed people out there.
Why?
They flew out bare people.
Yeah, I saw the fake,
but they're trying to fill the stadiums.
Nah, the stadiums were filled by the fans, but it was the fan zones that they were filling up.
Okay.
Yeah. So like the fan zones, I went to one fan zone. I would never go generally. But it was all Indian people wearing like, I went to a Croatia-Brazil game and then there was one Indian guy in front of us celebrating for both teams, innit? Right. Then we went up to him and was like, yo, who's your favorite player in Brazil? And he was like, Neymar. He was like, who's your second favorite player in Brazil? Neymar. Who's your third favorite player? Neymar. And he just kept saying Neymar's name. Yeah. And I looked at him, I said, brother, who else plays for Brazil? He's like, Neymar.
Yeah,
and I was like, you know what? I hear it, man. They got so much money to throw away.
What do you call it? In the industry plant. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. He's industry, just like you.
Just like you. Just like you.
Nah, I'm not industry plant,
nice
man.
Try, though.
I'm not industry plant.
Yeah.
Alex done it himself. I got put on.
From who?
From my boys.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
From the
not the shakes.
We're talking about them.
Can't lie though, if they offered, I wouldn't have said no. I said I'll take one for the team. Would you take one for your team?
For what, sir?
To all inclusive, everything paid for to go watch the World Cup.
Just a bit of piss.
What, I have to get pissed on?
Something. Just anything.
I need to know
a little something.
I need to know what it is.
That's a little something.
You know, we had a conversation about like how, like, would you let one of them shakes or something shit on your chest?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna answer that question, but. We have to specify what kind of shit is it. Is it a log?
Or is it the loose?
Is it when you pop
rum batty?
Yeah.
Not rum batty.
Like, is that's spreading everywhere.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Cause
that's
everywhere.
Going in your like jaw.
Am I getting
that?
My beard in that?
And oh, yeah, smelling like forever.
My neck in a bit. Am I getting my neck in that? And I was like, what? Oh, like.
But saying, if it's a log, it's just hitting your chest.
It's just rolling off, probably.
Were you taking the log?
Probably not. Probably not. Cause the kind of person I am, innit? My brain don't let go of things.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let go of it as well.
You know how niggas say shit like, oh, would you, for instance, I don't know, would you suck a dick for half much money? Niggas are like, yeah. But I'm like,
I remember that.
Okay. Let me put a scenario in. They've just kidnapped your best friend. And they was like, yo, suck my meat.
I don't like it that much, bro. I don't like it that much.
Okay, what about the venom one? The venom one. You and your best friend are on an island.
Yeah.
He gets bit on his dick by a snake.
Why is his dick out?
He's trying to get freaky on the island.
Walking around the beach with his meat out. I can't lie, he deserves it.
No, even Tarzan has his dick out, bro. So what are you doing?
Even Tarzan got a little
fight. Gets bit on his meat and then you have to, the only way to get it out.
We all have that someone person, that one person that would do it for. Even make him nut, if it was possible.
Who would you do it for?
That's crazy.
We would have that one person.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't have that one person. No, I'm not talking about family.
Oh, what? One person?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, friends, yeah.
You're doing it for your girl.
There's always a new girl coming, man. Like, come on, man. That's crazy. No one's, other than like.
Like buses, man.
Other like mum.
Four other coming.
You know what it is? Like, even if it was like my dad and he'll ask me, how did I save him? He'd be disappointed in me.
She'd let me die, bro.
You should have let me.
You should let me go, son.
But my mom, on the other hand.
Man, start screaming for Selassie, man.
So you signed a deal with the devil.
God.
He's not saying you contaminated me.
Someone said to me, I joined the Illuminati to go. And I said, that's what it takes to go. I wish.
Hey, you remember them days when Illuminati rumors were like,
rampant.
Yeah.
Songs backwards.
I remember the song backwards. I used to watch it. I'm like, damn, they got Rihanna. I said, no.
That Hail Mary from Tupac.
That was every song backwards sounds like something, you know.
That's
that.
What I'm saying.
Every song sounds
like, I'm alive in Cuba.
I remember that. I'm alive in Cuba.
I remember one guy I went to school with. He's probably, do you know what it is? I don't know if he'll see this, but I'm going to send this bit to him in it. When we were in sixth form, innit?
Yeah.
The nigga went down the rabbit hole.
He died on the hill.
Down the rabbit hole. He was saying, yeah, like Tupac's alive and he still makes music under an alias. He's in Cuba. He's gonna come back on like, the 17th of June. He's listening to songs backwards and this and that. He's like, yeah, like I read the autopsy. Tupac was 6'1", but the autopsy said 5'11".
They confiscated a few inches.
They took the trainers off. And they said, yeah, he lost a couple inches.
That's a horrible thing. Screaming that you're 6 foot and then you die.
5'9".
Five ten. That's crazy. Don't draw me out like
that. You know, it was all cap.
Oh, man.
Don't lie about your height. It's not
Man, that's embarrassing.
Women will still date you. Look at Elias.
See, I'm five nine.
Have you looked? What?
Don't take the piss.
You said just don't lie.
Don't take the piss.
But have you looked? Watched the new Avatar?
No.
I can't sit in the movie.
Yeah. The thing is, I won't spoil anything.
Spoil it.
Nah.
For the viewers, though, innit?
Yeah.
It's been out, man. When's this dropping?
No, like Sunday. No, but do you know what? It's 3 hours.
They already made like $1 billion on it, bro.
If you're not part of the $1 billion,
this is the first movie I had to go for a piss.
You went for a break?
For a piss break twice.
But did they not do it during the film?
What?
That the like an intermission?
No.
I've been to a film. I can't remember what film
did
it was.
They do that?
They don't do that
years ago. Sometimes.
When I was in like school. I don't think they do it anymore. Yeah, I watched a long film.
You hold that.
But
because I'm drinking Bear Coke. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Can't hold that in.
Piss into a cup.
Down. I don't know, but bring it down. But I was saying, that is the first film where I watched something and my dick was rock hard for 3 hours straight.
What?
Crazy.
Who's the woman that's in it again?
Zoe Saldana.
She's good food.
But the blue people were doing something for you.
The blue people were blue people. Do you know what? Yeah, there was a new one, yeah. And I was just there like, damn. But it made me think.
Are they looking thick?
Do you know what? It was my type. There wasn't thick. It was tall and slim. It's like,
interesting.
There's something wrong with you, man.
Yeah. You ain't.
Not me. Hey. If they were thick, it would have been a problem. Slim.
But I'm saying
for you, if you was in there and you were just seeing cheeks for no reason, thick as well.
Wait,
what would you do?
Alright, cool.
And you're with a girl as well.
Let's get.
So you rubbing that thigh extra.
I don't do. What's the word? I don't engage in smart in the cinema.
Wait, let's get silly now. Not anymore. Let's get silly for a second.
Not anymore.
Say if aliens invaded and they were looking kind of...
They're looking sweet.
Like, the avatars look like they got the gooey stuff. They're like...
For one, they might have the same reproductive organs as us, but so, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Either way, I might, I'll try.
If they got that ovulation pussy, would you be in there?
100%. Doesn't even need that. But come on now, there's been a couple films that we've been attracted to that. Like, you see when women were saying like Caesar was looking good in a suit? I get it now. Not him, but what, Lola from Space Jam?
She was nice.
With the bunny, yeah, Lola the bunny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the one from Futurama with one eye?
Oh, yeah. Is it late? Yeah. Not
Layla. Layla. What's Lena? I don't know.
Is it Ego from Kim Possible?
The Shego.
Shego.
She looks like a normal woman.
What about?
Nah, bro, she got slimy stuff. Nah.
The shark film, Will Smith film.
Oh, is her name Lola?
Yeah.
Lola?
No.
Did you say Lola?
No, that's Lola that's Bunny. Space Jam, yeah. But Lola, I think her name's Lola
as well.
In Shark Tale, I think her name's
She was extra thick.
But you know what it is with that as well, yeah? In Shark Tale, they purposely tried to make the characters
look alike. Yeah.
So it looks like Angelina Jolie.
But okay, what about
Dexter's mum?
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Dexter's mum. She didn't even need a face.
Yeah, she didn't.
I was horny 20.
No, I can't lie, you could look like anything when that body is long.
Yeah, that body was crazy.
I wouldn't go that far.
Come on, man. Come on.
I know she didn't have a great face.
You might have taken it mad far, like.
Nah.
So you were not?
Nah, I like lips and you're a missionary in that.
I still lips.
You love too much, man.
Just got to close your eyes and just grab cheeks.
Do you know, it's funny you say that. I've clocked this, yeah, recently. I'm a proper lover boy. Proper.
Why have you clocked recently?
Like I've always known it, but I'm embracing it now.
You do that.
I'm embracing
it. No. What,
you don't want to do this. You want to do this cold-hearted.
What? Yeah. You're like, lover boy. Yeah, you love
can
boy.
Do that.
Oh, what? Lover boys,
he's kissing
bro.
The neck. He's kissing
wait,
the neck.
Wait, are you talking like in bed or in general?
In general,
I'm a lover boy. I fall in love quick.
Nigga said same. Nigga, no, you're not.
When's the last time you actually felt love?
I feel love all the time, bro. I'm in love right now.
Say her name. That was zero conviction. Huh?
Say her name.
There's more than one. You can love more than one person.
It's true. My heart big.
Say Elizabeth.
But definitely. I don't know what it is. People feel like I give off the cold shoulder. I don't want to fall in love. But I do. But
you give off that I don't take nothing seriously enough to fall in love.
Yeah, but you know what, in my life,
you know, if people come up to me, it's so funny. Obviously, as people, like, more people see the podcast now, innit? Especially with TikTok. And like, I'll see people like in my everyday life or just in general, and they're like, yo, that Alex nigga. Like, yo, that Alex guy, like, what's wrong with him? I'm just like, bro, feel free to come on the podcast and ask him yourself, because I don't know.
Even your goat finds you funny, Vooj.
Vooj is the funniest person ever, man.
He loves him. Every time I posted Vooj on my story in Qatar,
yeah,
he kept loving him. And Vooj is the reason why us a lot went, you know?
Vooj was there.
Vooj gave the plug.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Vooj was there, like, on
Vooj in a hotel or like an apartment or something?
It was an apartment in a hotel.
Apartment.
You know, I don't know what it's called.
Apartment hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called. But nah, yeah, he was there. And then Vooj plugged us, basically, yeah.
But no, I was watching his stories.
Fast forward.
Better to watch so he plugged you.
Fast forward. Hey. You know, fast forward, man.
Vooj can plug me anytime.
Nah, so, do you know what's crazy? I was there for 2 weeks, spent three bills.
Only.
Hotels paid for, flights paid for, had a driver.
Food
was pretty much paid for, and all the match tickets. Kind of like calculated the money on how much it could have
probably
been.
Probably just be like Ubers and stuff.
Yeah, it was like Ubers when the driver went home. Or
activity.
like buying, because I played football out there a couple of times, I bought like some football stuff. Just little things. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
like I bought the Sandicos.
No, I bought the Nikes, man.
I would have bought the Sandicos.
No. You think them countries have Sandico?
Nah, man.
They got strictly Nike and Adidas.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk my feet on Sandicos.
Confused now, Ilias, Mr. Backspin.
I would have raised my feet on Sandicos either way, but that's disgusting, bro. I'll look at the floor like now.
I can't lie, but at my age now, with how messed up my feet and ankles are, I can only wear Mundials, bro. I don't. Literally, just coping with the hours.
I'm done. I'm getting arthritis when I hold on. I already know it.
You get what?
Arthritis. Oh, I'm already done. In my knees and my ankles.
Arthritis.
Already done, man.
That's like you got like 80 in that, bro.
When I'm older, it's gonna hit me.
Damn. The thing is, I have a feeling like I'm gonna be playing football till whenever until I can't.
You know, every time I see you post something about football, I can't imagine you kicking a ball.
Yeah, no one can.
I can't imagine.
It's the funniest thing.
What position do you play?
Anywhere.
Oh, anywhere. You know the niggas that say anywhere, they're not good at
it. No, he's actually a centre mid, but he plays anywhere.
The thing is, it's not me saying I play anywhere. It's like, you could tell me to play here, but
he's not going to stay there.
Like,
you're just going
to
drift.
Ludo knows, like, me and Ludo used to play together. I'd be on the wing with him sometimes just talking to him.
But we did,
there's a hole in the middle. I was just like,
wait, whose man is that?
it's the funniest thing, because like, centre mid, because I go on like, them nosebleed runs.
Yeah.
And and I'll be too tired to track back. And I'm like, you man, 4-3-3, we changed up the...
This guy's an idiot.
You're playing as a second striker.
Yeah, yeah, but... Nah.
Like an, it's not to be last man, bro. Yeah, yeah. I remember literally the first time I ever met him, yeah, I was at a training session for the team he played for, the non-league team. Obviously, he came late to the session, innit?
Yeah.
It was, he was like a training game, innit? Yeah. He went straight up front. So he played up front the whole thing. So I thought it was a striker. Come to Saturday, and I got a game Saturday.
CDM.
He's playing CDM. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy, bro? And then CDM, he's playing on my side as well. Yeah. He's going on crazy runs. I'm thinking, bro, like, you're leaving me. I have a cover for you.
He's got you working extra. Yeah.
Ludo ain't tracking back anyway. Yeah. Yeah. He ain't tracking back.
Nah,
the other side of wingers is doubling up on that.
Ludo doesn't look like a winger. He looks like a winger.
Yeah, so literally, me and Alex are back. I enjoy the team. So okay, let me just behave for a bit.
Yeah.
So I started tracking back. I said, "Fuck this, man! I'm doing it. If he's there, I'm doing it as well, bro."
I was like one of those guys. Like,
I'd pay good money to watch you play football. You know,
it's
just to see him.
It's an experience. Experience.
Go crazy.
It's comedy. Once I get that yellow card, you think I'm laying low, boy. I'm out for that red. I don't give a fuck.
But you want an early bath?
No, yeah. Early bath. But you see, like, as a kid, I was a striker, and then I slowly started moving back. And then
you done a Harry Kane.
Yeah, like, it was because I play football strictly for 50-50s. Everyone knows what I do on the football pitch. I'll take a big touch on purpose,
just
for a 50-50. Like, it's the best thing in the world. Yeah, like,
I know you're a cheater. Just funny you say that. Cheater just from that.
When I used to play, like, I still play football, like, whatever, like, a little bit. But when I used to play, like, Sunday League and stuff, one thing that used to bother me, innit? And even you've seen, by the way, I play, when niggas would back out of 50-50s, because I'm like, bro, you're more likely to get hurt.
Get hurt more.
Like I say all the time, if you go into a 50-50 half-hearted,
you're finished.
Chances of you getting hurt are like 90% higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Just put a foot in. Like, it's so frustrating seeing my, because it's like, bro, like, you're playing football. You're not having a scrap.
Yeah.
Just go for the ball, wouldn't it?
But it is intimidating though, like.
It's not though, man. I feel like, I don't know, man.
Do you know what it is? It's to say that I haven't been scared to go in for a 50-50, that's a lie. But I will never back out of it. Yeah. It's one of them ones, it's like, I don't know. Have you ever been in a fight with someone that you don't want to fight, but you're forced to fight them?
You have to fight.
Like, you have to, like, there's no way.
You have,
like,
to do the fake. Hold, like, me back. Hold me back.
Like, no. It's just you two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're scared.
Oh, no. I've been in a situation. I've blessed it straight. My bad, brother. Like,
nah. You see when there's a situation where it's gone past talking. Yeah. Like, he clearly wants to fight, and now I have to fight. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like that, but. I know.
You have to get over and done with. You find out when the fight ends, like, oh,
yeah.
Not bad. You're on the floor.
Yeah.
Or you was asleep. You just wake up and you're like, what happened?
Hey, you move on.
Yeah, you just wake up.
But 50, you do the 50-50, you're like, oh, I'm not hurt.
Yeah. Niggas only get hurt in 50-50s when they go in half-half.
At this age, I hate 50-50s. So I'm not playing football for money.
Yeah.
So why am I hurt for 4 days after and I'm limping and everything?
Yeah. When you're younger, if you get a little knock on the ankle.
Yeah, that's fine.
That goes. Yeah, I'll let you feel fine. But now, a knock on the ankle, it's a week for me, bro. 2 weeks, bro.
There's no competitiveness behind it. I'm not playing for money. Like,
when we used to do the Milan sessions, and it used to get intense and physical. Broski, you're playing like 2 hours of ball. I'm telling you, for like 4 days, I can't move.
No, that's different.
When the Astros was bare long as well.
So I hate those Astros. Yeah,
I swear down. I swear down. For like 4 days, you're finished. Finished. But when I was a kid, I could have done that from between the ages of like 15 to like 19.
I remember I was rolling my ankle for fun.
I could have done that.
Yeah, literally, you rolled your ankle for fun. Now my ankle ballooned up.
Bro, those sessions back in the day, but I used to roll my ankle down there every session. I used to get studded.
I remember,
I stepped on all
the time. Or even do like back-to-back session on session after session. I do that now on my groin, you know, rip off the bone.
I do 2 days in a row, I'm done.
I can't do it in a row anymore.
I had a one-to-one training session yesterday and I don't play football for the whole week.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I can do football once a week, man.
I told you, I think I came on a podcast complaining about a groin injury. To this day, like, if I move, if I'm in bed, and I roll over a bit too quick, I have to scream out.
Like, I shouldn't be exercising.
I know those injuries.
Ah, nah.
I remember when I did my groin, bro. It ruined my life, bro.
You don't exercise, Alex.
I do.
Yeah. You're a big boy now,
bro. I play football every week.
How often?
I play football at least probably like twice a week.
Okay. Not enough exercise.
And then. If
that's gym, look, you're not enough exercise.
Gym once.
You don't go to gym, bro.
That's
you
don't go gym. That's about him,
bro. Bro,
you don't know, do you? You go gym or do you go gym?
I don't go gym like you. No,
not like me. You don't have to go.
You don't go
extreme,
bro. Like once, yeah, if you do too much, if you want to come with me, I go gym probably minimum once. I always try to do that. It's like, I'm just gonna go. But on average, I probably go twice a week.
Okay, do you stretch?
Oh, no.
Hell no.
If I don't, what?
He's stretching.
Can you touch your toes without bending your knees?
No.
Well, there you go. Of course, you've got stiff groins.
Yeah. What? But, well, no, what you were saying, I don't exercise enough.
Okay, but you don't stream. Okay, cool. Fair enough, you do. But still,
I don't believe that.
Football. Okay, if you're playing football twice a week, but not stretching and recovering,
nah.
Then you're doing this off for the service regardless.
100%.
My bad for saying you don't exercise enough.
No, you're not doing
the recovery, innit? You got to do the recovery.
100%.
Like, niggas can't touch their toes without bending their knees. That's crazy.
I remember when I did my groin, yeah, and it was ruining me, and it was affecting me during sex. I was mad depressed, bro.
Damn.
What? Actual.
When I pulled my groin, bro. Pulled it around.
Ruining the jokes.
Yeah, man.
You have to change angles, though.
Yeah. Only thing.
You got to change your game. It's like when Jordan.
Yeah, actually.
But athleticism's gone now.
You can't fly to the bus. Yeah.
You got to play the old man game.
The thing is,
back him down. That's it.
This is the only year where I've seen my body, like my hamstrings are not the same. Like, you see, like say 2-3 years ago, could go out, play football. Don't need to stretch, don't need to warm down, I won't be affected in the morning.
That's the thing though.
But yeah,
now
I stretch before and
after. Yeah, like literally.
I feel like a loser as well when I'm on the side doing this by myself. I need it for tomorrow, bro.
But when I pulled my hamstring, it was probably like 6 weeks ago now. Like it was the most embarrassing thing ever.
Pulled your hamstring?
Like it popped and the session was already.
Jesus.
It was ready to be 7-on-7 and it went down to 6-v-6. And it was like 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
So the game went to 5-v-6, yeah. I'm just sitting there, like waiting for someone to take me home. And I was just like, literally, playing football and they picked me up and I've never pulled a hamstring before. And they was like, are you good? And I was like, yeah, it's a bit tight, but let me walk by myself.
Yeah.
Took one step and then this leg hit the ground. I crumbled like a sack of potatoes. Like I was finished, man. That was an embarrassing.
Thank God I've never injured myself like that.
I've never done my hamstring, knock on wood.
I've never done no muscle.
I pulled my quad once.
It's not nice, game.
Yes.
No muscle injuries, thank God.
Once it goes, it goes. But.
Because hamstrings is like soft tissue, innit?
You've seen the way I play, I shouldn't get injured.
Yeah, you shouldn't be getting injured.
I just walk around.
Messi.
No, I wish.
Middle of the park, pick the ball up, 2 touches.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be getting injured.
I shouldn't be getting injured.
But what did I want to talk about? I wanted to talk about the year in general. Everyone have a good year?
Yeah, mine was pretty decent.
Yeah, I had a very good year. I think this has been the best year in a long time.
Yeah, because 2020 was shit. 2021 was alright.
2020 and 2021 were just horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I put it as one lit. Yeah.
Yeah, COVID, all that kind of stuff.
My one,
I enjoyed.
My one, I said it's probably been the worst and best year of my life, like simultaneously. Don't know how it works out, but there's been the goods have been good. The goods been good, but the bad, damn.
Bro, you've been like stabbed before, like you put that year in, bro.
That wasn't even that bad, man.
No, in general, like, in terms of what I consume anyway, like the things that I'm into, football, basketball, wrestling, NFL, music, it's been a good year.
Can I ask a question?
Go on.
How are you still into wrestling when it's fake?
Because it's not fake, it's scripted. It's not the same thing. It's like watching a TV show.
That's a good way to put it. No one's ever said like that before.
The older I get, now when I watch it, I appreciate two athletes in it.
Oh, yes. Because they're freak athletes.
Yeah, I appreciate athletes who've mastered their craft.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was different. Yeah. I thought it was real.
That's the reason why I didn't watch it when I was younger.
You get me? Yeah. But then it's like, because there was a phase where I stopped watching it and then I got back into it because it's just, bro, you're just watching the best athletes in the world do what they're their best at, innit? And it's like the same as anything. So that's why I'm still into it. But just in general, in terms of consumption, I think it's been an amazing year for music.
So what's the highlight of your year?
Definitely going to Qatar.
Yeah, that's something big.
Watching Messi lift the world.
Did you get like group games to watch or did they like?
So I went after the group stages.
Okay.
So what had happened was when I was in locked in, STS got asked to go to the World Cup, but because I was in locked in, I couldn't go because I had to confirm whether or not I could go or not. Of course, I would have said yes, but the people who were booking the flights were like, we don't know. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to waste plane tickets and shit for that. So I couldn't go. Then group stages were done.
But they were already there?
Yeah, so they went at the end of the group stage. I think they went for like the last group stage game, then they watched all the knockouts. And then Chunks came up to me and he was like, yo, do you want to go to the World Cup? And I was like, how? And he's like, oh, Vooj got us. Like plugged us, and I was like, "Oh, swear, yeah." I was like, "He was like, when do you want to go?" So, what do you mean? He's like, "You go any day this week."
Now,
I was like, "Get me there now," but you need to get a visa, innit?
Yeah.
So I had to wait for the visa to come back.
How long does the visa take?
So the guy did it for me. It took one day.
Oh, that's calm.
But normally it takes like a couple weeks.
Okay, because
you have to have accommodation, a match ticket, and the visa to get into the country. Mm-hmm. Like they're proper strict to get in.
you've had match ticket to get into the country.
You have to have a valid game ticket just to go.
That's
in.
Why. That's why the fan zones weren't.
Yeah, it was people could no just
fly there.
And I hear it. I hear it because once the group stages were done, I think once Morocco got past Spain, they beat right first.
Mm-hmm. No, they beat Spain.
They beat Spain first. Once they got past Spain, they opened the border. So if you don't have a visa, you can come.
You roll, yeah.
So Argentina and Moroccan fans like covered the whole city. Because when I went to Morocco games, let's say the stadium capacity is 80,000. I'll say 60,000 Moroccan fans, and the following like 10 were opposition fans, then the rest were like
corporate.
Like me, basically. Yeah, yeah. Corporate tickets sitting, you're neutral, blah, blah, blah. And same with Argentina. Every game, I remember every game I went to, I watched every Argentina knockout game. You look at the big screen, 88,000, literally the whole stadium is just blue and white.
Great.
Like when they played Holland, I swear to you, I think there was no more than 1,000 Holland fans in the stadium.
Damn.
Like it was, they covered the stadium.
Unless you got the streets.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. But it's like, them people, it's football's religion for them. Yeah, like when you're talking to them, they're saying like, Messi's God, Messi's this. And I'm looking at them like, how are you talking about another man like that?
That's the thing. You know when I mentioned how many sports I watch and stuff, it's like, I think maybe that's why I don't, even when I was a kid, when I was a kid and I didn't really watch NFL and I didn't really watch basketball, I used to watch like, MMA and I watch boxing.
Yeah.
I used to watch wrestling. So it's like, I love football, don't get me wrong, but I never got as invested in ball.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the end all be all for me.
When
I would go to school,
the
only thing other youths was watching was ball.
Yeah.
I was watching so many other sports. When I was in like year six, I'd say, that's when everyone stopped watching wrestling. I was still watching wrestling, you get me? So I'm still into all these sports where men are putting all their energy into ball. So it's like, when I see like Stan accounts on Twitter and I see niggas like that, I can't understand it. I'm like, how can you be so invested?
I've always said, in England, we don't love ball as much as it doesn't. Like, even though
we're not a third world country, that's why. I look at it like that. We're not a poor country.
You think you have to be a poor country to love it to that level?
Say that again?
You think you have to be a poor country to love it to that level?
Not have to, but I think that's a big thing. Because, like, growing
up. Oh, yeah, because once you make it out.
Yeah. It's that, and like, growing up, that's all you have, playing football. Us, when we were younger, I speak for myself, I had a games console. Yeah. You have a games console. These kids in like Argentina, like Morocco.
All they have is
like
ball.
When I went to the France England game, that was the worst game I'd like atmosphere wise that I've ever been to. And it was a quarter final of and it was the two like I'd say
two of the biggest, two of the biggest
like two of the big favourites at the time.
You see, I went to see Arsenal's last Champions League game. I think it was
I wish I remember that, man. That was so long ago. That was like five.
No, not Champions League. So Europa League.
Oh yeah, that was.
I forgot who they played. It was
Was it PSV?
It was like bold. It was PSV. I think.
I went the one before that. It was a
Bolder Glimt or whatever it is.
Something. I think they could be
Ukraine. One of these weird.
I promise you.
Europa League.
Yeah. I got to the stadium at like 5:36. Yeah. The kick was at 7. The away fans are there in their section with the. You see the little things.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they're like sparklers, whatever.
I know, that you don't think are loud.
They are going crazy. Yeah. And then we heard a roar in the stadium like it was like 60,000 people. Bro, it was just the players came up for warm-up. They're going crazy.
They live for it.
And I was like,
That's all they've got. So I get it. Like, but with Moroccan fans, I understood because that was like a bigger thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Arab, like the smallest team, all that.
Especially the Spain game with the history between them as well.
Yeah, like the colonization and all that kind of stuff. And then even at the end, I went to dinner with Siberia and Bufal at the end. So and they were basically...
Just casually dropping it.
They were basically saying the same thing. Like, the Spain game was like bigger than life for them.
Yeah.
Because they got colonized.
Yeah, that's why whenever Switzerland sees Serbia, Shaqiri's got something for them.
Even when France played Morocco
Got something for them every time.
Even when France played Morocco as well, they said that was a big thing because Algeria got colonized as well, but a lot of them speak French and all that kind of stuff. So I hear it, a lot of these, England, we ain't got that, man.
No.
Yeah, we ain't got that. We switch off the TV and we go to the Premier League.
But other than that,
England lost again.
Arsenal's
top of the league.
You think maybe it's because obviously with obviously these countries, their leagues ain't as...
That's it as well.
Their leagues.
They ain't got big leagues. Yeah.
All of that, if you look at all of these players, like Morocco, like most of their best players don't play in Morocco.
Get
me?
So this is probably the only time they get to see them then?
Yeah. Same thing with Argentina. I know like Enzo does, but you look at Messi.
Yeah.
You look
Enzo
at, like,
just left Argentina as well.
Yeah. Sorry, he's at Benfica.
Yeah.
So
it's like...
You look at like Messi.
We left him like January or something. He
weren't. They just signed him in the summer and they're selling him for 120 mil already. The World Cup tax is crazy.
But these Portuguese are not to flip.
But you look at Messi, McAllister, Di Maria, like... Martinez, that damn near the whole team
Yeah.
don't play in Argentina. So it's like, for them as well to see their players all play together. It's not like England.
Yeah, yeah,
like see them all the time.
And I feel like England would benefit from their players going abroad because you're used to different kinds of football. You get me?
But I think they're too scared.
What's something?
Yeah, they're too comfortable.
Of course, Sancho just went and did it in the Bundesliga. He's come to the Premier League.
But before Sancho, nobody did it.
Oxford, I think, was the first one.
You look.
He left West Ham. Went there. But
Reece Oxford isn't. It's not the same. Reece Oxford.
Like, name wise.
Isn't the same as like a Harry Kane at 26 going to go play for Bayern.
Oh, yes, yes. I get it. That's what I'm talking about. Coming out.
I'm talking about a Harry Kane going to play for Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Or Frank Lampard in his prime going to play for Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. Get me a Ferdinand going to play for.
Rather than like a young player and going for. Yeah, that happens a bit. Happens a bit more now.
He went to Real Madrid in 2003.
He was a big man. Grown.
It happens more now with young, the youth players going abroad and whatnot, but actually players going to like. In like Europe in their prime. Yeah. Like, for example, when Dortmund went Zaha, I think Zaha should have went.
Yeah, I think so.
He should have gone when Roma wanted him this summer as well.
Oh, exactly. Something like that. Like, you know,
but a lot of these players, like I said, come to you're from London, you're getting paid, let's say he's getting 100 bags a week. They say in Italy you're going to get 120. It's like, that 20 bags, I don't really need it. I'd rather stay in London.
Yeah.
For that, I'll go, bro, nigga like, well, maybe not me because I'm black, but nigga like me, I'll go Venice. Just pull off.
No.
Live the pasta all day.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Yeah, good luck with
that. Like, racial, you can speak fluent Italian.
Though. One bad game.
Yeah.
Hey, book your flight back, bro.
Nah, it's not that bad. Dele Alli's still out in Turkey.
They drew out more.
Bro, they booed Dele Alli every day.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah, so, honestly, some niggas don't mind getting booed.
I can't. If I was a footballer, I'll take the racism. I'll do this one, the Henri. Like, I want more.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm getting 100 bags a week. I'm doing this.
The thing is,
I think it'll be easier in a game than having to get it all the time in your message.
In a game, it's like you can blur it out.
You can blur it out. But I think, I'm trying to reply to a thing and I'm getting monkey.
Yeah, imagine you're going through your request and you see you black. And I'm
Come on. I think that would get to me.
Yeah, that would get to me. I'm trying to back it off my comments.
Yeah, I'm trying to reply to DMs, reply to a couple Insta baddies. I'm getting bare monkey comments and that.
Saka didn't even miss the penalty.
I don't know, but I can never say it would never affect me because I'm not like,
you don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like a punch in the face. You don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah,
it will affect you.
But I'm just saying, like, more time.
Because more time is your fans of your club.
Yeah.
This is what you think about me?
Yeah. But it's just got to get to the point where, like, I don't know, nowadays, like, it sounds bad, but if you want to be a footballer, you're going to have to be like, yo, the criticism you I'm about to it's not like back in the days where all they had to worry about is one newspaper chatting shit about them. Now everyone,
you got newspapers, journalists, on people on Twitter,
you got niggas with podcasts like us.
Yeah,
it's the niggas on Twitter who will piss me off.
Because if I see a fail comp of me, bro, my head's gone.
My head's black.
My head's gone.
If I see a pretty one come my way,
a pretty one come my way, I'd be done.
Finished.
I'd be fuming. And then on top of that, the players in the change room are probably.
We saw at a smaller level. What happened to Chino?
Oh yes, that killed.
That's a smaller level, bro.
He hasn't recovered from that.
Yeah,
he hasn't recovered from that. He came off Twitter. I even messaged him and I was like, "Yo, what happened to Gino?" And he's like, "Oh, he just
bro, my guy's in jail. My guy's in jail. Called me, said, yo, what go with your boy? Like, you seen it too?
That pre one.
If someone added the pre one, come my way onto that.
Someone made a Lacazette fail comp.
Yeah,
but listen. Do you know why Nico's a criminal? Nico's showing the tweet. Yeah. He knows he's showing the tweet.
But that was hilarious, man.
He shouldn't have done it.
Why shouldn't he tweet?
Because when we recorded the session, we said everything that happens in the session stays.
He was doing it for the bitches. He was doing it for the bitches.
Nico drew him out.
Yeah.
Number two, he cut out my line breaker. But it's okay.
I saw your tweet.
It's okay. Yeah, I saw your tweet. It's fine. I'm going to get him back for that. But you get me? They had Mobadi. They had niggas think Mobadi was nice. They were like, that nigga saved him.
Nah, he hasn't been the same since. It hasn't been the same. I would have kicked
him
off.
It made it worse as well, because there was a week before that.
Yeah.
There was like another fail comp of another like podcast. Niggas started saying podcasts can't kick ball. After that person, like, yo, I kick ball, you know. I did that one.
See you lot. What's something in 2022 you want to leave behind?
I know. Yeah, you're a good host. We was completely off 20.
Yeah, 100. Back. Well, 100. Thank you.
Something I want to leave behind in
2022.
COVID.
Yeah, for good.
That's coming back, man.
Coming back with vengeance.
China's spinning the block on us.
Yeah. I think you probably had it.
I had it last week.
That cold. Cold that I had it in that at the end of Qatar when I was here. Disgusting.
Did they check for like COVID testing when you were there?
Nowhere. I've been to where I went to Canada a few months ago. They didn't do it.
Yeah, Everyone's done with it.
I was locked in. How was it?
It was good, you know. It was very good. It was very good. I forget that it happened.
How long were you in there
for? It was 2 months ago, and I was in there for 2 weeks. Literally, no phones, no clock.
Was it only 2 weeks? I feel like
it was only in there for 2 weeks. Yeah, I was only.
Who was on your account while you were inside?
Sharky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he posted my meet, which was hilarious.
So what, he posted your meet?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, actually did. It's still on my Insta right now.
Oh, so no.
Yeah.
Why did liked it?
Why did he have?
Why did he control my account? No, basically.
No, why did he have
I had a mad print pic, and he posted it, and I didn't know.
I know what you're talking about.
And I can't lie. Even my dick don't look like that. I don't know what happened in that picture. Even my dick don't look like that. I told people for free, that's not me there.
That's not me. That's not me.
That wasn't all me. those inches were not me. Inches are not me.
But it was back in the Monzo.
Yeah, it was somewhere. I don't know where I got those inches from.
You called Alice for it.
But yeah, we've all had those days where our meat's looking very good.
You have good meat days.
There's bad blood down there.
I'm going to show you.
You've had a good meal, so the blood flow, you get me? The blood's flowing.
And you're thinking about something good.
When it loads, I'm going to show you.
Speaking of, I've been on this macro route this week.
You're winning right now.
Macro route's amazing.
Chill, I had it this morning. Chill, wait one sec. So I got the super dose thing, innit?
Damn, you're going crazy.
So I'm taking it for gym.
You know he leaked.
And I'm telling you, broski, when I'm in the gym,
I
feel like an animal, innit? No, in a good way. Like, I feel mad strong.
No, I can't lie. That video you posted today, your meat was looking crazy.
Chill.
Can't lie. Did you see that video?
Hey.
His meat was looking crazy. I know that was the macaroni. And you had the honey tip as well. It was extra glazed in there as well.
Honey glazed donut.
But I'm telling you, broski, like the
cause you cream your meat?
I was researching it,
Do you cream your meat?
Of course.
After shower, yeah.
I don't really cream my meat unless so I've got.
You don't cream your ass either, then?
Nah.
That's crazy.
That's not
you shouldn't have said that in public.
Yeah. But so you just got ash your ass.
When I was researching.
Wait, can we go back to it? Don't try and leave me hanging. It'll be on good day.
Light skin ash is worse than normal ashes, though, you know?
It's just.
it is. Light skin ash is worse than black ash.
You can vouch for him.
Crazy, bro.
It'll just be like one of them ones, like the thighs will get done, but like my meat, I can't really just.
You know, give it a little.
I can't just cream.
Yeah, you have to.
Because then I'm more of a, if I tug
give
it.
Give it a little.
If I tug it.
You're going to be like, oh, you're tugging. Yeah.
Even on soft.
Do you know what? Yeah,
I'm hard coming out of the shower.
I get horny off anything. But yeah, even like cheeks, it's not like.
He's a sex addict,
yeah.
He
actually is.
Some man can't get up, bro.
I know some man that can't get up. And I'm there like, bro, I get horny for no reason.
Yeah, bro, like me.
For no reason. I'll be driving and listen to music.
I was having this conversation with someone when the Liver King thing happened, didn't it? When you got out of steroids, didn't it? And I was having this conversation with someone just about the whole steroid thing. And I was like, bro, I remember when I was first getting into the gym, and I was just doing some research and I came across like the effects of steroids and whatever, because I wanted to know how it worked. Because people always say, oh, it gives you muscles. Like, it doesn't give you muscles. All it does is repair your muscles so you can train more often.
What?
Steroids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know that, but I was researching. Anyway, I was reading the side effects in it and it was like, yeah, this and that. And I was like, okay. And then I see erectile dysfunction. I said, there is no way ever I'm ever going anywhere near.
I feel like, you see when you tear your ACL,
yeah.
You don't come back. Yeah. You see if you tear your dick ACL.
It's long.
You're just not the same man.
ED is crazy.
But the thing is, like,
people getting at this age, like, you must be in the prime of your life.
I know guys that
people don't
get sex without drinking.
Yeah.
And like, cause they can't get hard. I'm like, bro.
Don't get morning wood anymore, bro. I wake up hard every single day.
I haven't had morning wood in a while.
I could be depressed as hell. I'm still waking up hard as shit.
But I'll be waking up every day with two keys in my
box. But you see, with like people who say they got that problem where they can't nut.
Yeah,
is that a part of it?
Blockage.
Yeah, is that like a part of ED?
But like I was saying about the macro, it's increased libido, isn't it? I don't know what libido means.
Nah, it just makes
you. But you know, increasing.
I can't lie. Macro makes you horny.
Yeah,
horny.
I can't lie.
For no reason as well.
I can't lie.
Libido and girth are two words.
Like I've even been waiting it up where I've been taking this macro and I've been doing so well in the gym.
Yeah.
But the horny is so bad, I'm kind of considering.
We start messaging people, yo.
Thinking, Christmas must have been.
Hey, yo, I miss you.
Thinking, I never took it Christmas Day.
Oh.
I only take it on days I go to the gym.
Oh.
You're crazy.
Take it on date.
Maybe I'm going to take macro and just sit with the family. The fuck? Fuck's wrong with this?
Hella meat with the hella meat next to the opening
presents and that.
Your morning wood knocking all over the plates and shit.
Crazy. But I'm weighing it up. Like, is the gym?
So what do you do? Did you message the thing, or you like, I got knock one out.
Take it on a day you don't go to gym.
I'm not doing that.
You're gonna move now
because the gym helps.
You're gonna be
like,
knock down some of the energy. Yeah. But now you're just at home bricked up. I always sit at home bricked up fuck I look like?
Just miss a thing like, yo, I need that.
Nah,
yeah, what's what are you doing later on?
I'm in Sheffield, yeah, I'm coming there. Don't worry.
Start looking at hotels that are free bills. Like, I can stretch that, you know?
Yeah.
That's a free bill.
The auntie, that's not blood related, right?
You niggas think I'm Ilias, free bill hotel.
Never in a million years.
Hey, locked
Ilias
in.
Ilias couldn't get in for free.
Never in a million years. Man.
But there's a thing, there's something that needs to be left in 2022.
What's that?
Smart whips. The pandemic.
Also, the vapes, they need to be left in 2022.
You know, vapes, smart whips.
You know what, yeah.
And what's that new word of 2022?
Don't say it on the podcast, please.
You know, your favorite word. Don't it only got invented this year.
Gaslighting.
Yes. That's
oh, wow.
That's the three things that need to get left.
Yeah. Say another word.
What's the word? No, I want to hear the word now.
I'm not saying it. Gaslighting never got created this year.
Yeah, last year.
It didn't, but it's like...
Last year.
No, it's been about for a couple of months. It's been in the lexicon for a while.
It needs to get left.
But
yeah, man. What girls keep saying you're gaslighting?
Nah, just hear it on Twitter all the time.
Yeah. Don't lie, bro.
The thing about...
I remember when I first got told, you're gaslighting me. I'm like, what?
No, I'm not. I'm just lying. I'm just lying.
I'm not lying.
What was the grade A lie? What was the normal lie?
First time I saw the word gaslighting, I thought it was something crazy.
Yeah, like what? Am I like,
Yeah,
I was trying to petrol bomb you or something. I'm like, yo.
Like, I thought it was,
like, ain't that bad.
I thought it was.
The thing is, I still don't know what it means. I just know when it's used.
It's when basically.
Like you make a situation worse.
No, it's not that.
See?
It's when it sounds like.
I don't even know.
It's when you do something.
Yeah.
The person knows you've done it and you're acting like you haven't done it.
It's like me.
And you're getting
caught on a lie and you're still.
You know what I thought it was?
And you're getting onto them for having that.
Do you know what I thought it was? I thought, let's say you get caught cheating and then you blame the person. It's like your fault why I cheated.
Nah. Yeah, that's gaslighting.
That is kind of gaslighting. Nah, because you've admitted
to that.
Gaslighting. No, it would be like, no, I didn't, but you shouldn't have made me feel like this. Like, now you come up to me.
That's master manipulation right there.
Now I don't trust you that you don't trust me.
That's in it. What's it? 40 laws of power?
Yes.
Whatever.
How to be a man.
That's the Andrew Tate stuff. Like, yeah, this is what you do.
But yeah, even back to the smart whips, yeah, I swear to you, I was saying, I feel like black people are scared to just do drugs now. Like, there's nothing wrong with just doing drugs. I would rather do cocaine and then do smart whips. Say that, like, I could do a line of cocaine and then smart whips leaves me paralyzed because I just took one balloon.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
If a bad product.
A bad product and I die.
Brain off. Yeah.
And I die. But I had a better time. Smart whip is only a high for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Smart whip's crazy.
Your wrist.
It doesn't even make you feel like you've done it before.
No, I've never done it before.
I've done it before. It just makes sure.
Wait, you're not.
Nah, generally, I'm like one of the only Marlies that's never done it. No, it is. I
didn't want to say it.
No.
You've been to Horton's though.
Oh, that's around the corner from my yard. Hell, I might even go after this. But I seen bear people. I used to see bear people do it, and it's like they just become paralyzed for like 10 seconds.
Like,
they just fall back.
Yeah. It gives you like a brain fog. Yeah?
They just fall back, and then I've seen one person shake.
Yeah,
as if they're having a fit. I'm like, whoa, this nigga might die on me.
Let me tell you a story, please. So I'm with a couple cats from DC.
You know exactly.
I'm with Moses and Jem, yeah. We're at one party, yeah. And it's like not even a party, it's just like a few people. And then this girl's with her mother. Yeah.
It's crazy. Right?
It's with a crazy.
At the party?
It wasn't at a party, it was a kickback. It was a kickback.
Do I have a threesome with them or not?
Nah, it wasn't worth it. But yeah, so she.
Mama door.
She's done a balloon, yeah.
The mum?
The mum and the daughter.
Damn.
I swear to you, this daughter collapsed on the floor. And I'm doing a balloon now. And your reactions are mad slow. You're just basically like a heroin addict for the 10 seconds. Yeah. And I just look over and I was like, there's no way she's shaking. And I'm like, damn, I'm in a murder rap right now. But then
you'd have been accessory.
But then, so then she gets up and she's like, she's fine. Yeah. This girl goes to get another balloon and the mum just like, yeah, cool. And
Someone's had to die.
Yeah.
So gone.
If I saw that,
a living crisis, man.
Yeah, she's like, you need to go.
If I saw that, like my own son, daughter, I am cancelling everything.
Okay, but let's compare it to now.
When I heard people getting paralyzed, that's when I stopped back in 2015.
Let's compare it now to a dad and a son smoking weed together.
Would you say
it's as bad?
No.
So I can't lie, some people, when they start smoking weed, they become a mess.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Slow.
Yeah. 100%.
Memory, all that kind of stuff. What do you want to compare it to?
Was having that debate on Twitter. What would you rather be?
Smart with
a crackhead or like a smokehead, yeah.
Smokehead.
But I said...
You take the crackhead because you want to have fun.
Listen, if you tell a crackhead and a weed addict, yeah,
yeah,
go make £1, yeah, who's going to make it quicker? Who is going to make it quicker? That crackhead is going to make £10.
And just give you the one. They're just going to give you the one and keep the nine.
But yeah, crack seems more fun. I've smoked before, and you see,
I've smoked weed before.
No, like I don't, because I'm not a smoker. Like no way. Yeah. Like you see, carnival. There was one time at carnival. Yeah, I am just like, there's not a voice in my head, and that's what was scary. Like I was just
you smoke.
Yeah, like I was just an autopilot. I didn't like it. There was a point here where it was me, Reams, and Ludo was by the float. And then I think there was a song, but everyone knew the lyrics. And Ludo and Reams were kind of like looking at me. And I was like,
we're waiting for you to like sing along.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I knew the lyrics, but I just forgot the lyrics. Yeah. Like, and then
your brain went loud.
And I was just like this. I just turned around and I was like, them niggas think I'm weird. Like,
that's ruining the vibe. That's ruining the vibe.
But yeah, nah.
But yeah, listen, think what's crazy about Smart Whip. That shit's suffocating your brain, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I remember when it first came out, I was the little one.
Kind of said, yeah.
I saw people doing 3-in-1.
I think, by the time I started doing balloons, I never did Smart Whip.
Have you seen the jumbo one?
No.
Have you seen the bigger ones?
Have you seen the bigger one?
The girthy ones. The girthy ones,
bro, it's like a backpack.
No, it's the tank, the oxygen tank. It's the oxygen tank. Walking with it.
That's a madness.
Bro, I said, yo, people just want to die. They just want to die. That's what it is. You might as well do crack.
This is uni.
You generally might as well do crack.
Like you do like a shot, then you did balloons.
But
that is crazy.
But the thing is, I was trying to see the gates. Yeah, but even
not a sign to specify which gates.
But even at carnival, I've seen people walking around with like, I've seen grown men especially. I feel like if you're like 18 to mid 20s, just underneath. Do you know what? Experiment.
Yeah.
I feel like experiment at that age.
I think but now, after like, I'll say after now, like 22, you should like stop.
Now I'm
like
seeing like mid-30s.
Start paying taxes.
Yeah, it's time.
Time
to like grow up.
When you see it come out of your wage every day.
I seen like niggas with like.
If you got no care in the world, yeah, do
something. I seen niggas who look like they have kids.
Yeah.
Like 35, 40. Rolling around with like a balloon in
their
mouth.
But some people do it straight for the smoke up, innit?
Yeah.
Mess.
What the hell are straight for the smoke?
No, niggas are trying to die. That's what they're trying to do.
How much is it? I forgot how much it is. It's like £40, yeah?
Oh, no, I know better.
Like £40.
They're expensive as
well. I can buy some good drugs that...
Drugs? You can buy a prostitute for £40.
I can go Nando's twice.
Well, what can you do with £40?
I can go
with a prostitute.
Yeah,
you never been stopped by a prostitute before and say like they say £30 for everything.
If it's too cheap, I'm gonna be like
no.
Yo.
But I'm going to the extreme.
Yeah.
If you're like super horny, oh, you could go get a rub and tug.
If you go
rub and tug,
I think I'm not paying for that though.
Who here's got a rub and tug before? Massage parlor.
No, just you. Biggest, yeah. Nobody can take.
Wait. Just you with it.
No, I haven't yet. I almost had it. Imagine,
I
was getting a massage. Yeah, I was getting a massage recently. Yeah, and it was a normal place. Like, no, it was. I didn't know it was a rub and tug place.
Say,
so I go there.
Stand up establishment.
I go there. Yeah, they're like, yeah, pay blah blah blah. I'm like, cool. So I get on a chair. Everyone's had massages here before. You wear your boxes and put the towel over, innit?
Yeah.
No towel, and she made me get naked. And I was confused.
I
was mad confused. I was bare confused. And do you know what it was? She was like, she didn't even ask to take my box off. She started taking my box off and then said, do you want them off? And I'm all two in my back in the air, like, okay, she's already taken it off.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So and when she started sliding them off, did you resist?
At first. And then she said, boxers off. And then she started taking them off. And then she was like,
you see that thing where
like Eastern European woman. And I was just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was just like, what the hell? So I hadn't seen her face yet. So she's just massaging me down. Massages meaty. So I already knew she's going to ask me at the end. Yeah. She's going up and around my meat. She's like tickling my balls a little. She's teasing me. Massage done. She's like, oh, you put on your clothes. So I'm like, you did all of that just to not offer me a handjob.
So what, she didn't offer you?
She didn't offer me.
No happy ending.
I was so confused. Then I found out after it was one in the end. I was solid. Solid. She flipped me on my back, yeah? She flipped me on my back. She was doing this, and it was just going like this. And then she sees it, and then it'll just go back down. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm in that moment, if she said, yo, I would have said, cool. Soft, I would never do that in my life, soft. Never.
This thing is insane.
You wouldn't get handy after.
Nah, that's
thing
weird.
Is, yeah,
after a massage.
That's weird.
If she got big T's.
I wouldn't pay for it. That's what I'm gonna pay for.
I go down that route, but then in the moment, if she said to me, because the oil's mad warm. It's mad warm. Yeah. Can't lie, it's mad warm.
You know what?
Like, it touches you at the beginning. You're like, oh.
The baby oil.
Can take one, two back route before the massage.
You see? You know
baby
what I mean?
Oil in the microwave, guys. It does the trick.
But imagine someone else doing it for you.
Yeah. Crazy.
If my girl, sitting on your left hand.
If my girl wants to do it to me and she was like, yo, I need a payment, well, fuck it. But nah.
She's hearing that Monzo sound.
But nah, yeah. Like, I feel like in the time and moment, we could all say that you wouldn't pay for sex, but say if it was like a nice little baddie, she was saying the right things, doing the right things.
Good sales pitch.
Yeah, talking about your day.
Have you ever been to a strip club before?
Yeah.
I will kick that one.
I've been to a strip club, spent no money because I was broke.
Because the Eastern European, mad skinny, I was throwing pounds at them.
Oh, you went to one here?
Yeah,
that's crazy. I went to one in Toronto.
Oh,
I was broke, so I actually didn't spend any money. So I'm watching and they keep trying to move to me and they're telling me prices. If you want, here's this, here's that. They're telling me like $200, $300, $400. And in my head, I was like, if I was rich, yeah, like if I, let's say I was a multimillionaire or whatever, or I was a rapper, athlete, I'll just come here, throw some money and have sex with them.
Yeah.
Why do you think Drake is in love with strippers?
Yeah, like I got, that's when I understood. I was like, oh, if I was rich, probably, you know.
Why do you think each other, like, these guys should, like,
and the way they
strip are ex-strippers and ex-baddies, like even on our Instagram chat, we send baddies in there. All of them are like strippers and
literally.
Thing.
And the way they stroke your ego, she's sitting next to me, she's like, oh, I love your accent.
There's two that I follow from New York and they follow me back. They're friends. When I go to New York, brother, I'm changing their lives.
You need to.
I went to LA, yeah, and there was this girl. Little thick Asian girl. I was like, stop it. Like,
but what kind of Asian are we talking?
Like
Pan-Asian or Indian Asian?
Pan-Asian. But yeah, so I just remember I had a little bit of money. Like I had a little spare money. So I went to the guy. I was like, oh, let me get $8 in ones. Yeah. That's all. Just so I can.
It looks a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, just so I can just, you know.
Yeah, live the life.
Just so I can show some love. And this girl, yeah, she was just talking to me and like, she was shaking cheeks in front of me. I was just like,
you're having a normal combo with you as well.
I was just doing a slight little rain. I swear to you, this guy comes out of nowhere with a stack, smacks at her bum, yeah. She like nearly fell over. He walks off and she goes, oh, was that you? And I was like,
no way you said that was you.
No, he saw his dirt.
I had to say that was you.
You know when you're rubbing your pants, I was like, nah, man.
I should have said that was you.
But the way this guy had a stack, so the stack probably like, I don't know, maybe like 500, but in ones,
it looks like a band. Yeah. It's like 10 bands.
Came and smacked her and like she stumbled. And I was like, damn.
She was weak in the knees. Yeah. What kind of strip club was you?
I ain't remember the mega knees, bro.
Oh, man.
If I'm throwing a 500 at her, she better stand straight.
Yeah, nah, it was.
That's crazy.
Fuck that shit.
But yeah,
that is crazy. Cool.
But I've had the opportunities for like prostitutes.
Even T-Pain, like I'm a lower stripper. I understand.
I hear
have
it.
You seen
when
them?
I went,
in
I hear it. Oh.
Atlanta, these places?
In
come
America.
On,
nah, Atlanta, if I go to these places now, I'll lose my head.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fall in love.
I wouldn't
I'll
go to Atlanta and fall in love with a stripper.
Where to Chino?
You wouldn't.
There's places where time don't exist. Right. The airport, the casino, and the strip club.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
I am.
See, I go to the strip club, I come out, it's broad daylight. I'm like, shit.
Literally.
How long was I in there for?
Literally.
Me and my brothers, we got held up at a strip club.
Held up.
Eastern European guys.
they went after you, and then you.
Nah, this.
So we're coming after him.
Yeah, but this was where I can't even remember where we was, but yeah, it was just there.
So you know the
stripper. I've already told this story. Is when someone bought a stripper a drink, and now if you notice,
I know what you're talking about.
Now in strip clubs, there's drink prices and there's stripper drink prices. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy a stripper a drink, it's like
probably like £100 more.
Yeah, something like that. And he's bought her, I think, like two over the things, like, not what's going on.
They got him.
And then we're trying to leave now. And he's like, yo, you haven't paid your bill. We're like, oh, our bad. We've seen the bill. We said, God damn. Like,
dishes in the back.
Like, we can't leave. And like, it wasn't even like, it wasn't crazy amount. Let's say it was 200 each.
Mm-hmm. Still though.
Yeah. But it's 200 is very inconvenient. And it's like, you know what? I want to live. So here's 200. It's like, leave me alone. Yeah. I've been finessed. What I mean?
Yeah. They got you.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. Like, I was just there like,
that's crazy.
You idiot. Like, that was a time where just rolling with people that are dumber than you. That's why.
It's a hard ask.
I looked at the bill like, yo, I didn't pay for. I didn't buy this girl. I didn't buy Wendy a drink.
When you got 6 foot.
I didn't buy bubbles. Nothing.
When you got 6'6" Vladimir.
Yeah. 6'6" Vladimir.
Hey,
you didn't pay. What am I gonna money? Do?
I'm there telling you bought drink. Yeah. Okay. Even if I didn't. Okay.
I had a drink. But okay, fair.
Silly me.
My bad.
Yeah, my bad, King. He's gonna drop. My bad, King. I got you. You want a little extra as well?
I would tip him as well.
Yeah, shake his hand when he's done. Good job tonight, man. Good job.
Do you wanna be bodyguard at my wedding?
Yeah. Start chatting shit.
Oh shit! I've got a riddle before we end. I kind of made it by myself.
Oh no.
Horrible.
All right, cool. What was it?
This time, if I get it right, don't cut out the TikTok.
Why would I put in the TikTok, then just gives the answer there, donut? How can you ask a question and then five?
Just want to give me my flowers.
Then five.
I don't get my flowers. This. It's all good though.
But then five. I can imagine you ask a question and 5 seconds later someone answers it.
You could have uploaded it separately, my nigga. But continue. Ask the
but anyway, what's got no hands but claps?
Cheeks.
I want to say chlamydia, bro.
That's a good one, chlamydia.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Is that the answer? Is that the answer?
I knew that was going to be the answer. Yeah, I knew it. Come on, man, it's him.
Fucking hell.
What other answer could it be?
All right, man, fair enough, man.
A gun?
Gun claps.
Yeah, you can clap your gun. No?
No, you shoot your gun.
There's only one thing in this world that's claps, and it's cheeks.
And chlamydia.
Like me?
I wouldn't know that.
Like you say, like you.
No, like
yeah, I heard that. I had like me over there.
No. Anyway,
yeah, you need to end on that.
Our last time we came, we done the STD check. STD check?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
STD check? Good.
that's another question. Do you lot go to the GP?
I haven't been to GP
in a while.
Like, I was like sick last week and someone was like, why don't you go to the GP? What the fuck?
Who goes to the GP?
Bro, who goes to the GP?
That's why there's so much deaths in the black community, bro, you know that? That's why there's so much deaths.
Bro, I just Google what I got dying, yeah. Okay? If I'm not dead, then
that's
I'm
why
fine.
You see 60-year-olds with diabetes and they only just found out they got it. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Niggas don't want to go get checked up.
Yes.
Yeah. They're going to break their leg in half and just say, fuck it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you got to do that.
I'm like, I'm trying to sit there and wait forever. Like, you know.
And I do want to get a colonoscopy though.
What's that?
When they check your ass.
Isn't that? Oh, what's it?
When you're like your 40 now.
I kind of want to do it now.
The prostate.
What are you doing now? It's a bit early.
Huh?
It's a bit early for that.
You just horny, man.
I just want to feel it.
Have you ever got?
Whoa!
Have you ever got?
I'm only joking. I've been having some stomach problems this year, so I want to go get it checked.
Have you? No, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, no.
Have I had my arse?
Yeah.
That's where we end the episode, guys.
Oh, God damn.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Sorry for missing the episodes, but honestly, I don't really care. I got messages like, when's the episode coming? That's a pro.
We're just ignoring him.
Philip, get a life, man.
It's Christmas. Nah, nigga, we busy and a lot of us got sick, but we're back. Listen.
You got sick. I didn't get
sick.
You're built different.
Bro, what do you mean, swear? I was hella sick.
Bro, I was in...
You're asking my questions, bro. What did you say?
I got sick. I was sick basically when the last episode we recorded. I was sick that day.
Yeah.
Then I got sick again.
Marshall, I didn't catch up.
Yeah, you're built different. I can't lie. Everyone.
Anyway, we think he got like 6 STDs. He's built up immunity towards.
Yeah. Alex.
He's in the streets as well.
Why are you blaming on me?
Anyway, listen, guys, use the hashtag ALTPod. Like, share, subscribe on YouTube. And yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Peace to the Middle East.